I like to say that I was a mountaineer born into a very flat place. Whatever the true motivation was, I can't really say for sure, but all I can tell you is that by the age of 15, I took to climbing water towers. Now, for those of you who have done this, you know it's a very harrowing climb up that water tower, up that leg of the water tower that goes up and up into the sky. But then when you get to the top, it's all worth it for the beautiful view, especially at sunrise. Gorgeous. There were four water towers in my hometown, and by the time I hit my sophomore year in high school, I had climbed three. But those were the easy ones. The fourth one was a real doozy. And the reason why is because it had three defenses. The first two were pretty typical, the perimeter fence with the barbed wire and the ladder that started way above your reach. But the third defense was something altogether special. It was this metal sheet that extended over the ladder, and this sheet was about 40 feet high in the air. So the water company workers, they could lower it and take it off so they could climb up and down. But I couldn't do that. I was going to have to get around this metal sheet 40 feet in the air. Now I'm a planner. So I started planning, and I came up with an idea. And my idea was this. I built a contraption. First, and this is South Louisiana, mind you, I started with my family's frogging net. This was 14 feet long. I removed the net, metal pole. I took a garden claw. I bent the three claws into a grappling hook. I duct taped that onto the 14-foot metal pole. I attached a rope ladder with plastic rungs, and I had it. I arrived at the water tower for my ascent at 4:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning, because this was the time when everybody would be asleep and no one would see me. And my good buddy Coop was with me, but he decided to stay outside of the fence. He wasn't going up. It was only me going up. The fence was no problem. There was a little tree I used to climb over. And then to get onto the ladder, I used my contraption and hooked it and climbed up. So far, so good. I reached back down. I grabbed my contraption and I hung it off my back, and I continued up to that metal sheet, which was, again, 40 feet in the air. Now here, I had to let go with both hands, because I was going to have to take my contraption like this. It was heavy. And I had tested my contraption. I knew it would work. But what I didn't test so much was my safety belt. It was just a normal leather belt like this one that I have on. I put some hooks on it. I put some rope. I didn't really think to test that, at least not with the weight of this contraption coming around like this. And you know what happened next. My belt broke. Whoop! I go falling backwards. I mean backwards, forwards, backwards. I stuck the landing, but my legs broke anyway. They snapped clean across. Tibia, fibula, both sides. And we'll throw in a vertebrae in my lower back just for kicks. I came to a few minutes later. I was on the grass. I was lying. The grass was wet with dew. I could see my buddy Coop scrambling over the fence and coming over to me. Burke, he says, Burke, we got a problem. Here's the problem. He said, we're on private property. This is trespassing. We got to get off of here. Now my 15-year-old brain thinks about it and says, you're right, Coop, that is a problem. What do we do? First thing, he takes the paint can out of my back pocket of my jeans and throws that over the fence as far as he can. And then he scouts the perimeter for the weak spot, and he finds it. And he says, Burke, can you get over here? You think you can make it? I said, I'll try. And so I reached down to cup my calf. And I felt my bone, because it was just sticking right out of my leg, and it was wet. And it had all this mud and grass over it, because it had, like, poked right down into the dirt. And I put that, I was on my side, I put that, my left leg onto my right leg, and I started to crawl, which is, I mean, maybe, probably not the best idea with a broken back, but, you know, I get over to the fence where Coop, I find my buddy Coop digging, like, he's like a dog, he's digging under the fence with the dirt flying from between his legs. And then he lays on his back, and he wiggles, and he squirms, and he does all this, and he gets under the fence, and he stands up, and he looks back at me, and he says, "Burke, can you make it?" I said, "No." "You're going to have to call the ambulance." So he went to look for a payphone. Thank you very much. No cell phones. He went to look for a payphone at Burger King. And meanwhile, I'm laying there. The sky is changing color. The sun is rising. Finally, the ambulance gets there, and they can't get in because it's locked. The fence is locked, so they call the cops. Just my luck. I get this small town. I get this cop who was known to be a jerk. He finds the paint can that Coop threw out the fence, and he's interrogating me as I'm lying there. He says, "What were you going to do with this paint can?" On the way to the hospital, the paramedic, he told me later, he said he was pretty sure I was going to lose my left leg. I was put on a gurney. I was on my way into the operating room. I saw my folks. My dad was absolutely convinced that there was one of those substances that Matt had been taking. But no, like Matt's, my drug test came back clean too, and it was legit. There were no substances. That was just how dumb I was. My surgeon turned out to be a really cool guy that I bonded with. He was a Vietnam veteran, and he had seen a lot of boys my age busted up like I was. But he didn't tell me. He thought he would lose my leg too. He was pretty sure. And about 3 days later, he didn't tell me my prognosis until then, when he came in and he said, "Now you're going to be on crutches for about a year, and you're going to always have a limp." And now this is where the story takes an unexpected twist, because my teenage brain at this moment, which had been such a liability, suddenly became an asset. Why? Because I didn't know any better. I was the dumbest guy out there. I had this irrational, completely inexplicable confidence, and I laughed in his face. I literally laughed out loud in his face, and I said, "No, I'm not going to have a limp. I'm going to be water skiing by summer and running cross country by fall." And sure enough, I was right. I was off crutches within 3 months, not 12. I was water skiing by summer. I was running cross country by fall, and I couldn't do that now because I know too much. I'm not that dumb. I mean, I play by the odds. There's no way. My doctor called me his miracle patient, and now I couldn't pull off that miracle, not without that essential dumbness that I had then. That was in September. That was when my accident happened, and I didn't go back to see that water tower again until springtime. And when I did, I looked up and I was surprised to see, you know, my safety belt was still hanging up there. I think the water company workers left it as like a warning to all challengers. And what's more, it wasn't just my belt. There was a bird's nest in my belt. And that belt and that bird's nest stayed there about 2 years. And I can only hope that the little birds that grew up in that nest had a lot better luck learning to fly than I did. Thank you.